courte le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Nous avons rencontré Metou à la boucherie et elle n'était pas une cliente facile avec le boucher. Avec la vendeuse de poissons aussi, ce ne sera pas facile. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces énoncés. 1. Metou préfère les dorades au capitaine. 2. La vendeuse n'est pas contente de l'attitude de sa cliente. Puis vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Qu'est-ce qu'un capitaine pour Metou? 2. Combien Metou paie-t-elle pour les dorades? 3. Comment sont les poissons, selon la vendeuse? Puis vous répéterez des expressions que vous pouvez utiliser dans vos marchandages. On verra aussi comment dire « soit »,« soit » ou en anglais « either » or ». Nous allons écouter la conversation.
Come and buy fresh fish for everyone. Cheap and easy to cook.
Good morning. I hope you have good fish today, because the one you sold me yesterday was not good at all.
Me? Selling bad fish? I only sell the best fresh fish.
Sure you do. How much for this set of three?
This is a special fish.
Special? What makes it special? Is it from the moon or from the sky?
This is a capitaine. You can fry it, boil it, or grill it.
A capitaine? I can't afford that. I thought a captain was an officer in the army, not a fish.
This fish is an officer in the sea. Either you buy something or you leave.
How much are these dorades? I hope they're not as special as the capitaine. I'll take them for 3,000 francs.
Mashallah, I can't even get that price for them at the wholesaler.
Oh, it's getting late and I still have to cook a great meal for my husband.
If you want him to be proud of you, you'll buy him a good fish.
I think I'll take the other fish.
The capitaine? That would be the right choice.
Sorry, but I prefer the dorade to your expensive officer.
Fine, just pay 4,000 francs and leave the rest.
That's all I have. Come on. I'm one of your best customers.
Oh, me too. Always complaining. Okay, give me whatever you have, but I have no change.
How come you never have change?
Nous avons entendu Metou et la vendeuse de poissons. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Metou préfère les dorades au capitaine. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. La vendeuse n'est pas contente de l'attitude de sa cliente. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qu'un capitaine pour Metou? Pour elle, un capitaine est un officier de l'armée. 2. Combien Metou paie-t-elle pour les dorades? 3000 francs. 3. Comment sont les poissons, selon la vendeuse? Ils sont frais. Répétons cette phrase.
Either you buy something or you leave.
Nous avons utilisé l'expression either or pour exprimer une option, pour dire soit, soit. Nous pouvons dire, sur ce modèle, either you eat or you drink. Either you fry it or you boil it. Either you call me or you send me a message. Nous avons aussi entendu Metou marchander avec la vendeuse de poissons. Écoutez les expressions qu'elles ont utilisées.
How much for this set of three? I can't afford that. I'll take them for 3,000 francs.
Vous aussi, vous pouvez les utiliser dans vos marchandages. Par exemple,
How much for these shoes? This plane ticket is too expensive.
Nous avons entendu la vendeuse de poissons et sa cliente. Vous avez répondu à des questions et entendu comment marchander. Vous avez vu comment exprimer une option avec soit, swap ou either or en anglais et les expressions utilisées dans un marché. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Aujourd'hui, Martin se trouve au bureau et il parle avec ses collègues. Martin is at the office and he's talking with his colleagues. Il compare les villes qu'ils ont eu l'occasion de visiter, aux États-Unis bien sûr. Miami is more modern. Miami est plus moderne. It also has a beach. Elle a aussi une plage. What city do you like? Quelle ville aimez-vous? I love New York. J'adore New York. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à faire la comparaison des endroits et des objets. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Comparer les objets et les endroits. Let's compare objects and places. Martin parle avec ses collègues des villes américaines qu'il a visitées. Êtes-vous prêt à faire le tour des États-Unis? Are you ready to visit the US of A? New York is more interesting. New York est plus intéressante. More, plus. Washington is smaller. Washington est plus petit. Which city do you like better? Quelle ville préférez-vous? Better. Plus, mieux. Chicago is colder than Washington. Il fait plus froid à Chicago qu'à Washington. San Francisco is by the water. San Francisco est au bord de l'eau. Baltimore is also by the water. Baltimore est aussi au bord de l'eau. Which city do you prefer? Voyons comment Martin et ses collègues comparent les endroits qu'ils ont visités.
Good morning, everybody. Am I the last one?
Yes. Where have you been?
I was taking the children to school, of course.
Is your wife on another trip?
Yes, she's singing in Miami this week.
Would you like some coffee?
I don't think so. I'll have some cookies, though.
This is nice. We haven't done this for a long time.
Right. It's Martin's fault. He's always traveling somewhere.
Where are you going next, Martin?
I'm not sure. I'm not traveling anywhere this month.
I'm going to meet my wife in Miami. Has anyone been to Miami?
I have.
Of course. He's been everywhere.
How does it compare with St. Petersburg, Florida?
It's different, of course. I like St. Petersburg more.
Why?
St. Petersburg has more historical sites. Miami is more modern.
Miami is better for young people. It has the beaches and the nightlife.
Well, Lee is young.
That's what I mean. St. Petersburg is better for old men like Martin.
Let's change the subject.
What city do you like, Kara?
New York City is the best.
Why?
It's exciting. It's bigger. The buildings are taller. The people are livelier.
I lived there for several years. I like Washington better than New York.
Why do you like Washington better?
It's slower. It's smaller.
That's what I said. New York is more interesting.
Martin, you've traveled a lot. What cities do you like?
I like San Francisco. It's the most beautiful large city in California. I like cities on the water, of course. That's why I live in Baltimore.
Do you like San Francisco better than Baltimore?
It's different. Besides, my work is here.
The weather is better in San Francisco.
The buildings are taller. It looks more like a real city.
It depends on what you like. I like Chicago.
It's too cold.
It's colder than Washington, that's true. Chicago's much bigger than Washington. It has more activities. There are more people.
But it doesn't have all the beautiful buildings that Washington has.
The government buildings make Washington the most beautiful city in the United States.
I like more modern buildings. I like Houston and Dallas, Texas.
Now, wait a minute.
Lorsqu'on compare les objets et les endroits, on utilise des expressions comparatives. On peut dire qu'un immeuble est moderne, modern. On peut le comparer avec un autre immeuble et dire that one is more modern, c'est plus moderne. On peut même le comparer avec tous les immeubles qui se trouvent dans cette ville et dire that building is the most modern building in the whole city. C'est l'immeuble le plus moderne de toute la ville. Écoutez ces phrases qui pourront vous servir comme exemple.
Miami is more modern.
St. Petersburg is better for old men like Martin.
New York City is the best. The buildings are taller. The people are livelier.
Pourriez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner? Répétez les expressions comparatives qu'il utilise. Je vais vous aider un tout petit peu. Il demande, Does New York have taller buildings than Washington? Est-ce qu'il y a des bâtiments, des buildings plus élevés à New York qu'à Washington? Je peux vous répondre que oui. À Washington, les bâtiments ne sont pas très grands. Alors, en anglais, vous répondrez, Yes, New York does have taller buildings than Washington. Essayez de répondre aux autres questions de Martin Lerner.
Does New York have taller buildings than Washington? Which city is more modern, Miami or St. Petersburg? Is the weather better in San Francisco or in Baltimore?
Martin, may I have some more coffee? You make the best coffee in the office.
Thank you, but I didn't make it.
Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à comparer des endroits et des objets. Boston is like European cities. Boston ressemble à des villes européennes. The food is wonderful in Chicago. La cuisine est merveilleuse à Chicago. Il paraît que les collègues de Martin ont beaucoup voyagé, mais ont-ils été aux Caraïbes? Écoutez bien ça. The food is hot and spicy in the Caribbean and in Africa. La nourriture, la cuisine, est bien épicée en Afrique et aux Caraïbes. Écoutez le reste.
Are there any more cookies?
Yes, there are. Didn't you have any breakfast, Waleed?
No, I don't eat breakfast at home.
Why not?
Breakfast is better in a restaurant. But I didn't have time to eat this morning.
Howard, do you think food is better at home or in a restaurant?
At home.
Martin, is this your briefcase?
No, that's Howard's. That's newer than mine. My briefcase is very old.
It's newer than mine.
I think I have the oldest briefcase in the office. It was my father's.
Are we arguing about briefcases? Let's argue about cities again. I like the cities in the east.
Why?
They're older. I don't like the newer cities in the west.
Tout à l'heure, je vous ai dit que pour comparer, c'est très simple. Donc, écoutez Martin et ses collègues et apprenez bien.
Good. Better. Best. Breakfast is better in a restaurant. New. Newer. Newest. That briefcase is newer than mine.
Old. Older. Oldest. I have the oldest briefcase.
Nice. Nicer. Nicest. Boston is nice. Big, bigger, biggest. It isn't as big as New York.
Hot, hotter, hottest. Texas food is hotter.
Comparez les objets ou les endroits que Martin va mentionner avec d'autres objets et endroits. Washington is small. Washington est petit. My city is smaller. Ma ville est plus petite. And that's it. Nous avons fait un voyage autour des États-Unis. Aimeriez-vous faire ce même voyage? Would you like to travel within the United States? Allez-vous visiter les musées et les monuments historiques et les comparer ensuite avec ceux de votre propre ville ou de votre pays? Il est bon de voyager, de se promener dans les rues et même de regarder les gens qui passent. Comment comparez-vous votre ville à Washington, par exemple? Can you compare your hometown to Washington? Vous savez, Washington est une petite ville, surtout en comparaison avec New York. Washington is small compared to New York. En tout cas, j'espère que vous viendrez nous rendre visite un jour. I hope you can visit us someday. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice and goodbye.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Anglais Télé, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have my fellow colleague
Roger Muntou.
And some guests here. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Raven Moore.
And
Eva Fekenaro.
Welcome everyone from across the world. Some of you are in East Africa, some of you in West Africa, some of you in Asia and the Middle East. Nice to have you. Join us on Facebook. Sur Anglais Télé as well. So today, we're going to talk about how do we ask questions? What's involved in a question? How do you know a question from a normal sentence? From
intonation?
Intonation. Mm-hmm. Welcome to our guest. We have Marie-Rose Bora. And,
hello.
Hi, Marie-Rose.
Nice to meet all of you.
Okay, we're going to also Thanks. Welcome Moussa Kouma. From Bamako. Hi, Moussa.
Moussa's there.
We're happy to have
Hi.
You. Are we happy to have him?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Are you happy to be here, Moussa?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Right, that was direct.
That was direct, okay. Yes, yes.
And do we have Alf Sidi Bey? I'm using another form of questioning now. Do we have Alf Sidi Bey from Bamako?
Yes, you have Alf Sidi Bey from Bamako online.
Awesome.
Okay, wonderful.
Awesome.
So that was a bit different from using to be, do, to do, which mm-hmm. is different than the verb to do in this context. Mm-hmm. When you're asking a question, it's different from the verb to do, qui est le verbe faire, to do something, mm-hmm. you know, the action to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you're asking a question...
Because to do, what Michelle's trying to say, to do is faire, right? In general, to do is faire in French.
Faire,
en français,
yes. Faire quelque chose.
Faire quelque chose. But when we use to do in the question, it's not faire.
It's not faire.
Okay.
It's not to do the action of doing something.
Okay.
Which is very... difficult for foreigners to they're really like, what is that do? Mm-hmm. What is, why is that
what
there?
What do you want? Mm-hmm.
What
for your
do
birthday?
You want? So do, mm-hmm. let's see, Alf, since you're the one who got the to do question, do we have Alf Sidi Bey? Alf, can you ask Marie-Rose Bora a question using the verb to do?
Okay. Marie-Rose, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. Do you have Anglais Télé team online?
Yes, I have Anglais Télé online now.
Very good.
Very good. That was
okay.
good. That was good.
I think that do doesn't actually have a meaning. It just means you are starting a question.
Well, like France is also saying, it's used as an auxiliary verb. It's really just for a question. You're right. It doesn't
yeah,
really
right.
have a meaning.
Because
I agree.
It's to emphasize.
Yeah, yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Thank you.